Yivam is breaking off. Mishnah Zayin. Haya Echad Yisrael Ve'Echad Kohen. So, continuation of the previous Mishnah, where it was a suffix, who the child is a son of, the first father or the second father. And let's say one of them was Yisrael, one of them was a Kohen. So we're not sure if this baby became Yisrael or a Kohen. No Se'isha Ruyila Kohen. So he marries specifically a woman that's fitting for a Kohen. He can't marry a Grusha, for example. Ve'nim Etama L'Mesim. He can't become Tame L'Mes, because maybe he's a Kohen. Vim Nitama. But if he does become Tame, Einu Sofikis Arbaim, he doesn't get Malkus, because maybe he's not a Kohen. Ve'nu Ochol B'Trumah, he doesn't eat Truma. Im'ochol, Einu Meshalim Karen V'Chomish, if he eats it, he doesn't pay Karen V'Chomish, because perhaps he's a Kohen. Ve'nu Cholak Ala Goren, and we don't give him from the Goren, from the threshing floor, we don't give him Truma. U'moicher HaTruma, V'adam Shalo, and like we said in the past, he could sell Truma, meaning he takes his Mafresh Truma, keeps it, and then he sells it. V'adam Shalom, he can keep the money. And we don't give him a chelik of the kachem of the mikdash, like the skins and things like that, like we said in the previous Mishnah. We don't give him kachem to be makriv. Like we said in the past, we don't take from him. Like you said, it's referring to a bechor. We don't take it out of his hands. He's potter from Nazro l'chayim in the keva, the matnas kuna. And how do you treat his bechor? You let it roam until it gets a mum. You do not force him to give it to other kohanim. We give him the same chumris of Kohanim Yisraelim, like we said, by the mincha. Treat it like the mincha of a Kohen, and we have to burn the whole thing. But what if both of the fathers were Kohanim? Hu oinin alayhem. So he's an onin for them, which means he's usher to do avoda and eat kachim the day that they die, because perhaps it's his father that died. So an onin is usher to do avoda and eat kachim the day of the misa. Vehem onin in alav. And vice versa. If he dies, so they would be an onin to him. Hu einu metam lohem, he can't become tamei for them, because perhaps the one that died is not his father. Vehem einu metam in lo, and vice versa as well. Hu einu yorish son, he doesn't yarshin them, because they could say, Amotzi mechel alavarai, is the brothers of that father can say, how do you know that you're our brother? Maybe you're the son of the other guy. Avalhem yorshin oso. But if he dies, all of them can yarshin together and split it accordingly, like the Rav points out. But in the other case, where the father dies, they could just push him off. They could say, bring us a proof. But in this case, we know he died, and they can split it up accordingly amongst all the brothers from both of the fathers. U'pater al makoso val kiloso shel zeh v'shel zeh. And he's pater if he would hit one of these fathers or curse one of these fathers. Now, Taisyanta points out this is only when it's one after the other. But what would be if he was warned? Because there it's hasra suffik. It's a suffik. You can't really give him a vaday hasra, a warning. But what if they give him a warning and both of the fathers are together and he hits them both at the same time? There he would be chayiv, like the Rambam says. But nevertheless, one after the other, he's pater from whether hitting them or cursing them, which is even a stronger punishment. And he can go and serve in the mishmar of both of the fathers. We don't know which mishmar he belongs to, but they're not going to stop him from serving, but they don't have to give him, because every mishmar could just say, who says you're part of our mishmar? Because the kohanim would have 24 mishmaros that they would serve, and he can serve in it, but mehechatesi that he has to take from them. They could just push him off. That's why it says, ve'enu cholik. Im ha'yishneim b'mishmar echad, but what if both fathers served in the same mishmar? Now, even in the mishmar, the 24 mishmaros, there are different batei av of the kohanim. So Taisyantif actually points out what we mean here is that not only were they in the same mishmar, but it happened to work out if they're in the same mishmar and they're also in the same base av. So here they can't be pushed off anymore. So not only can they serve in the mishmar, but also notu chelik echad. They also can take from the same chelik, from that mishmar and that base av, just like the other kohanim, because mimanav shach, since both of the fathers belong to the same base av, serving at the same time, they can take their chelik from the kachim.